Now, what I'd like to do is introduce to you our last look at our scholarship recipients. We are going to introduce our chairperson. Thank you for everything that you have done. And I present to you Kate Mendez.
Good evening, everybody. Now that you're all much lighter in the wallet, I'm going to fill up the wallets of a couple of our attendees. So if I could, I would have called for y'all sooner, but I did not realize that we were going to make this fast of a transition. So everybody, please put on your rocket shoes if you are a scholarship finalist and join me up here behind the head table. Yeah, exactly. Run. Thank you, Heather, for breaking that down for us. All right. So, bless you. Every year, it is my privilege to have an opportunity to work with the Scholarship Committee here in New York and to get to know the wonderful new people that come into our organization via the scholarship program. It is an honor to interact with all of you, get to know you over the course of the weekend and in the weeks preceding the convention. And we hope that we will see you again and that you will be frequent contributors with your ideas and your enthusiasm and your fresh perspectives. I feel lonely. Oh, wait, I got one. All right. Yay. Okay. Yeah, I think next year we need to bet on the scholarship finalists. Forget the horse race. We'll bet on who can get up here. No, I'm kidding. All right. Chansey says Hunger Games NFB style. So, all right. In all seriousness, I know we're getting a little punchy. It's getting late, and some of us have been up to the bar a few more times. Yes. No, he's behind me. He's here. No, he's here. I'm. All right. Carlin, you here? Sorry, I'm hearing Mindy loud and clear, but I can't hear my scholarship winners. Okay, great. And Decker? Yay! Okay. Let's hear it for the fastest scholarship class ever, class 2017. All right. So, we have 3 scholarship winners this year, which means that I have 3 checks in my hands. All right. The first scholarship that I'm privileged to award this year is in the amount of $1,000, and it goes to Decker Ayers. And Decker, if you will slide my way, you might have to make think skinny thoughts to get through here, but all right. I'm going to put this check in your hand, sir. I'm going to shake your other hand. Congratulations. And if you would like to address the convention one more time, you certainly this is your opportunity.
I just wanted to say again, everyone here is really nice to me. It's been kind of a shock at relatively new, but everyone here is nice. I made a few friends, and thank you.
I have to confess, with your interest in emergency management, you got me scanning for the fire exits in every room I go into this weekend. So thank you for that. I'm now a much more aware scholarship committee coordinator. All right. So the second check that I have in my hand is also in the amount of $1,000, and this one goes to Miss Carlene George. So if you will also think skinny thoughts and fly this way.
Okay.
Microphone is mounted on the podium. I will put this check in your right hand, whatever hand that is. And
thank
I'll shake
you.
Your other hand.
For that hand. That shakes my hand still. Thank you, everyone. I'm so happy to be here. This is my first time ever winning a scholarship and ever applying to one. So thank you, Amanda, Ruben, for encouraging me to apply. And it has been a wonderful weekend. Like Decker said, everyone here has been nice. I met a few people. I made a few friends, hoping to make some more before I leave tomorrow. Don't forget the name, Carlin. Thank you again. All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And the last check that I have in my hand is in the amount of $1,500. And this one goes to Mr. Bruce Sexton. Check in the left check.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. And my first convention, my first national convention, there was a blind chiropractor out in the hall. It was 1996. And I had no idea a blind person could be a chiropractor. I had no idea a blind person could cut hair. But I've seen that happen. I had no idea blind people could do all the things that the Federation does. I've heard Dr. Jernigan speak live, and he was able to articulate things that I had felt for years but couldn't put into words, and made me feel like the Federation was my family that I never knew before. And I'm just so honored to be here today, doing something that I never thought I could do, which is to speak in front of a lot of people. And because of the Federation, I've been able to have my life. So, thank you.
All right. Congratulations, and one last robust round of applause for the scholarship class of 2017. Good job, everybody. That was very robust for this time of night. Nice job. Okay. Now, to whom am I returning this mic?